live from the InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide. Pee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of globalist scum. Be they live or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. Oh, I feel victory. I can see it, I can taste it, I can smell it, and I know it. 56 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, 53 seconds for the most important election in world history. Nine! We are back, my friends, for another live global transmission that you're not supposed to see, that you're not supposed to share. But there's not just evil in the universe, there's also good. I exist, you exist, and we were created by the creator of all consciousness, all time, all dimensions. To say that I'm seething with energy is an understatement. Nine to the new allure. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be 100% crystal clear that I don't engage in politics the way the Democratic Party and the way the hype machines do and the way the Republicans do as well. The perception is reality. You can be on 10 hits of acid and be on a 50-story building and think you're a swallow or a eagle or a hawk and jump off, and when you hit the concrete on the bottom, you're going to bounce about 10 feet in the air and you're going to be a bloody mess and you're going to be dead. Perception is not reality. People can be delusional and believe a perception is reality. But if you perceive the words of Kamala Harris and CNN as true, you're living a delusion. So when I tell you, when I'm about to tell you right now, I think if you look at the evidence, you'll know I'm right. Most of you probably already understand this. But I'm not doing this to create an aura of invincibility so that the left caves in and joins us because they're nothing but followers, though that's now happening. I've been meaning to say this for 2 weeks, but I wasn't 100% sure because we hadn't exactly perfectly crossed the point of no return, the demarcation line. But I can tell you last night and this morning, looking at hundreds of stories and hundreds of videos, I prepare for each live hour, probably two. People ask, do you watch sports? Do you, what do? I exercise some, hang out with my family, and study. I really don't even hardly ever watch TV anymore. You can say I'm boring, but reality is too important. And so I've got, no exaggeration, 50 exhibits or more. That's a low number of examples of this just today. But let me announce it clearly, because there's a paradox here. Just because Trump's going to win in a landslide, in reality, doesn't mean with the fraud, they might not still be able to steal it, but that window has closed from all the evidence we have, and so now all they have is murdering him, and they have the AI and the global crunching numbers. They knew that back in July. They already had their shooter ready, and they had the stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania. But here's the announcement. There has been a massive exodus in entertainers, in celebrities, low level, mid level, high level, and the highest level, to Trump in the last couple years, but it's accelerated to speed never before seen the last 48 hours. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Elton John. And a whole bunch of other people like Gretchen Wilson, top country star, it goes on and on. Meanwhile, you have Dick Cheney coming out, obviously on Friday, and endorsing Kamala, but even George W. Bush says he's not doing it. Now, Trump was already going to win in a bigger landslide than he won in 2016. He did not win in a big enough landslide because some of the propaganda worked. He still was ahead. He still won, but less than 10%, so they were able to steal it. This time, if they didn't have fraud, he'd win all 50 states. California, New York. The Democrats just run total fraud there. He would win all 50 states. Reagan won 49 in 1984 with re-election. So I don't want people to be overconfident because they can still try to trump reality, pun intended, with total fraud or an assassination. But they've only got so much fraud baked in, and we've talked a lot about the different ways they do that. Ballots that don't work in Republican precincts is a favorite. They've been arresting people all over the country. You're already caught setting it up. They did it in places like Arizona, obviously, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Water mains break, power goes out. They say they stop counting. They count even faster. You expose it. They sue you. Have a rigged jury. You know, give them 70-something million like happened with Giuliani. But this is huge. And if you go look at the methodology of polls, CNN polls that are still skewed towards Democrats but not completely skewed, he's winning. New York Times polls, he's winning. Rasmussen's polls, he's winning. Gallup polls, he's winning. Big. And when they do specific polls locally that are scientific, Trump's got double-digit leads on Kamala on issues. So how's he double-digit in all the polls on issues? We're talking 25, 30 points in many cases, but always over 20. And then how could she be ahead in some of these other polls? Well, you read the methodology of those. They're being paid for by the Democratic Party, and you look at it, but a lot of the new ones, for the first time ever, that Kamala's putting out, do not even have the methodology or how they do it, the method. So they're in deep trouble. Absolutely mega massive deep trouble. And the Democrats thought they've imported 20-something million illegal aliens the last almost 4 years. And that will get them with the census coming up, more apportionment, more blue seats and more districts. And they admit that. And they can line up the illegals to go vote as well, but it's not happening fast enough. And there's too much of a landslide of black and Hispanic voters that are citizens over to them. And so it's a day late, a dollar short. Still be a fight down the road. And you've got the Venezuelan criminal gangs that are so vicious. I mean, from street children when they're 10 years old up, by the time they're 20, they're hardened criminals. Barbarous. Much as shoot you as, you know, look at you. And you've got the Haitians who have had a collapsed country for many decades, the Clintons feeding off of them, all of it, being brought in medium-sized towns, cities, you know, 20, 30,000 a pop like Springfield, Ohio, which is they're eating the dogs, the cats, raping, burning, murdering, just like zombies running around. We have all these countless videos, and that really captures the public's attention. And then you've got the open border, and you've got the war in Ukraine, and you've got the devalued dollar, and you're lying, and it just isn't working. And then you've got Democrats running around everywhere saying, attack Republicans, put them in prison, we're going to overthrow the country. You know, too bad Trump didn't get killed. And that's what The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said. He said, their rhetoric's really dangerous. They're calling for violence. And I've always liked Trump, and I think he's great. That's as clear an endorsement as you're going to get. And a lot of that is because I know people that know that know The Rock well. They say he's a super nice guy, super cool, great guy, but he's an entertainer. He reads off a script. He's an actor. So when you get the Elton Johns and The Rocks and so many others, you know, these aren't the Tom Selleck's that have always been there, or Voight, or one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell, and he's been saying stuff for his whole career that he's a conservative. They didn't support Trump because now it's popular. They've done it because they're good guys. But Elton John saying Trump's brilliant, really nice, and a great guy, and he likes him. And the host says, you know, we know you don't support him. And he's like, well, actually, I do. So what's happened is watching Trump almost get killed and seeing the cackling crazy witch and Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, a known Chinese agent, and everything he says is a lie. People that are wealthy and successful are going, why would we do this? Now, still all the big banks and BlackRock, literally 95% of the big banker money's going to Kamala. They're the establishment. So the whole DNC was about how they're the renegades and blue-collar workers and union workers. Give me a break. Majority of the union workers are supporting Trump, but not their leadership. You got Tim Walz saying, for us to have the best military, we're going to have more transgenders. I mean, this is how you undermine the country. He's given a script. He follows it. So that's my announcement. Dr. Drew is coming up. Great, iconic person. Top ratings on TV. You know, got canceled because he exposed the COVID shots. Still as popular as ever. Doing his own show. He's joining us to talk about a whole host of issues. And I'd written a list of questions for him, and I thought I'd send it to the printer. Can I have those? Please, thank you. Maybe it's in here. So he's coming up next hour. And Roger Stone is joining us to talk about these reports that, oh, the guy that the Nostradamus of elections that calls all the elections right, which he hasn't, says that Kamala's going to win. So you still have people putting out that idea that, oh, she's going to win, so they try to steal it. It sounds legitimate. So they had to get rid of Biden because it wasn't legitimate the first time. Nobody really bought it. And now, 4 years later, nobody was buying it. And if she has a disastrous performance tomorrow night, which I think she will, I have said they may replace her. And you're like, that's crazy. Well, they already replaced Biden. And even Vivek Ramaswamy, who's very smart, came out and said he thinks they might replace her. You're going to see some crazy stuff. Absolutely. So we are in very, very perilous, insane, crazy times right now. And it's very important that we understand the basic fact. That all the globalists have is reckless actions at this point. That's all they have left. And we've already seen an escalation in reckless behavior all the way up to World War III level garbage. And so when I get up here and say Trump is going to have the biggest landslide in American history from the numbers and evidence I'm seeing, but our enemies have a normalcy bias of always winning for the last 80 years, controlling this country, the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, and the big financial interests that control it, that I can tell you the bad news, they're not going to give up. So poison Trump, blow up his airplane, shoot him, truck bomb him, cyber attack, say the Russians did it, knock the power out in part of the country, the whole thing. You got the FBI, you got Klaus Schwab, you've got them all saying over and over and over and over again that there will be huge devastating events that'll make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. And they've been increasing that rhetoric, turning it all the way up to 10 in recent months and weeks. So just be ready for that and have your head on a swivel. If you also add to that equation the Ukraine situation, and I'll get to this in the third hour. It's going to take some time to go over. The Russians have been pouring massive numbers of troops into Ukraine, hundreds of thousands in the last few months, on top of what were there. They have massively increased their missile attacks with ballistic and cruise missiles in the last 5 days, and they are blowing up Ukrainian military bases and troop formations everywhere, and have basically, the estimates are, increased the amount of troop kills against the Ukrainians tenfold, whatever happened. So Russia was holding back for the last 2.5 years, and now is sending in, it appears, more of their main force, because they sent in the conscripts. That's an old military tactic, to use up your less capable forces to suck up the enemy's weapons, cash. That's why they have the term cannon fodder. You know, you feed people to cannons. That goes back hundreds of years. And then later you bring in your elite forces. And Putin's not even committed those yet. So that whole thing is deteriorating out of control. But it really is a giant, massive announcement that all of these top-tier celebrities, who I don't care about their endorsement intellectually, who cares what some actor says, unless they've been like Ronald Reagan for decades fighting communists and stopping communists and getting in, famously, they never really hype it up, but him and John Wayne would go out and get in literally street battles with the communists. You watch the Reagan movie, they show him and guys getting off a bus to go fight. And later he talks about, you know, I've got scars all over me from the communists. That's all real. I mean, Ronald Reagan used to go beat up communists with John Wayne. And so I do care about an actor if they have a long history of standing up for the country. It doesn't mean Reagan was perfect by any stretch of imagination. But I have a lot more respect for somebody like Trump that actually runs a bunch of businesses and has gone through all this hell. And here's another key point. Trump is now coming right out. A lot of people said Trump shouldn't do this. I said he should. And saying, yeah, we do have to arrest all these globalists. They've committed a bunch of crimes. And yeah, we are going to put people in jail that were involved in election meddling. And yeah, and if you do get caught election meddling this time, we'll put you in prison. And if you're a federal employee that did it, we'll fire you bare minimum. The fact that he's signaling that he's not going to try to have a coalition government like he did 8 years ago, they stabbed him in the back. He tried to work with him. He's like, hey, we'll have prosperity and security. This destroying America thing is over. But don't worry, all your companies, including Globalist, will make record money. And they doubled, more than doubled their money under Trump. But that they don't want the money, because they already have basically unlimited money. They want the power. They want the control over your body, over your soul, over your mind. They want your soul, like the song says. Let's come back in with that if we can. We want your soul. Now, again, I know most of the audience understands this forwards, backwards. I get that. But when you get people like Elton John and The Rock coming out and saying Trump's a great guy and a genius and really good, they've always liked him. That's their PR firms when they're like, hey, I don't want to support Kamala. This looks dangerous, and my fans don't like me not endorsing. There's massive pressure for people to do this. Now, let me say something about Joe Rogan, who I know very well. I'll leave it at that. We talk quite a bit. Exchange text messages every day. Joe, in reality, is devastating the left and their whole agenda, and exposing the mass death from the shots, and exposing the eugenics operation, and exposing the open borders, and exposing Kamala. But then he'll occasionally say something nice about Kamala, and I'm going to just tell you the secret here. And I'm not going to say I heard it right from him. Maybe I did. But by saying publicly you're nonpartisan when you're actually, in reality, doing everything that's patriotic and hurting the globalist, you keep the channel open to the left who keep listening to you. Not that you even need their money or sponsorship, because you could go all populist and probably even have a bigger audience and make even more money, in this climate particularly, if you're Joe, who survived and, not, and been able to not be shut down. But the left stops listening. He wants to convince them in a judo move, and that's what he's doing. And that's the inside baseball. So people say he needs to endorse Trump officially. Yeah, I mean, I think he should go all the way. I think he should do it because we're at a crossroads. But I get what he's been doing. People like George Strait, who I know his band, going back, you know, Ace in the Hole, been to some of their events, talked to him. I know people that know George Strait. He's super conservative, Trump supporter. I've been told he's a big listener. So is Hank Williams Jr. He's very close to coming on the show, just decided not to 15 years ago, or whenever he got taken off the NFL at first. And it's not that I do love their music. It's that they have so many fans. They've not been political very much. At this moment, we need George Strait. And I'm not singling him out. He's just as big as you get in country music. To, man, the country's in trouble. This isn't the time to just say, well, we want to sell tickets to both Republicans and Democrats. No. And I talked to Willie, who I know very well. And I love Willie to death. God, he's like 93 years old now or whatever. But last time I had dinner with him, 10 years ago, he was not the Willie Nelson I knew 10 years before that. And now, the lights are home. The lights are home. The lights are on. It's a Clint Black song. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And that's where that is. But it'd be great to see Willie. But he's, you know, liberal Democrat, but he likes my show. He understands what's going on. Back when I was anti-Bush, oh, he'd call me up, go to his house, play chess, go out to eat. Great guy. Reminds me so much of, they're all dead now, but family in East Texas. My dad's family comes just a couple counties over from where he's from. And I'm telling you, that Willie Nelson, man, that is just the way he looks, the way he talks. That's what my dad's family, other than his dad, they were all like John Wayne-looking guys, but the other big branch of the family out there all look like Willie Nelson. It's just crazy. But side issues. We're going to come back with Roger Stone. This is just a big deal, folks. And it's going down. So anybody saying they're not excited or intrigued is a fool. I don't need Netflix or video games. I've got reality. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Turmeric.